while you're young, put trust in what you need. 'Cause old advice just gets you to where you've been. Blue sky, red earth surrounding you. Don't take too much guilt with the things that you want, 'cause that can be walls around you. Try all your dreams, and if you fall, it won't mean nothing at all. And if you go in peace, you'll never be out of season. A reason word can curb a crusade in life. Life's fashion's deceiving you. Don't follow the road of a narrowing mind or a boundary built to bind him. Face who's daring. Nothing at all. But she won't see the medals upon your shoulder that in the dark can glitter as dull as bright. Bitter and cold, and you're gathering gold around you. So turn, open your hand, stand too tall, and you won't reach nothing at all.
Motherfucker, hey, it is I, the mighty, mighty Soap. Hey there, and black-pilled and red-pilled brothers. We're in the bucket where we have fun, we let loose, and speak the red and even the black-pilled truth. This episode might offend even my art supporters and friends, but as promised, I don't give a fuck. Why do I choose to not give a fuck? Because I can, stupid. Say, now, not you personally, for my people here, right, check to see if you're still subscribed. I got one of them channels that make you go, alright, so make sure they're put on all, damn it.
So, I usually upload the playback on BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, the audio-only version at Anchor, and other podcast sites like Spotify. You know what this is, man. We're here. What is this, Polsky Bob? We're allies, man. What is this, Bob?
Bob, we're allies, Bob.
And don't forget my lovely little monster, Leslie.
Easy, big fellow.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was earlier on Hammer's show, and, you know, we got to talking about the Deshaun Watson thing. Personally, I think that guy is a mediocre-ass QB. He should have never went to Cleveland, of all places. He probably should have went to Pittsburgh. And they would have gave him that money still. But, you know, the bullshit that's happening with him, that sucks. And that, you know, having 22 civil suits on you. 22 civil suits. He's going to, that bitch was talking about, it's a slap in the face to females everywhere that he's got guaranteed money. It's actually not. She's really hiding what it really is. It's it's an actual hand up to ladies and whatnot, because they're going to be trying to get money out of his motherfucking ass. Oh. Yeah, biker season is almost on its way. Planning season is upon us. This is springtime. Let me get my mic together here. There we go. Yeah, it's springtime, and it's happening, man. So, you know, before I get started, though, well, after, you know, this motorcycle does its thing. and another thing, too. So, the show is not going to be too long. You know, because later on tonight, I'm going to be kicking it at the Hidden MGTOW's channel. If anybody has his link, put it on up in the chat. They're going to be having some sort of a WrestleMania watch party. Now, I'm not too big a fan about wrestling nowadays because of, you know what. I mean, I like more or less the Dark Side of the Ring on Vice. I mean, that seems to be the only sense of fucking journalism that Vice even has. Unless they're reporting on third world countries. Hold up, Bob. What did I do, Bob? Soap. One. Polska. None. Pepperidge Farm. Hey! I'm going to zap you with the Forgetful Ray. You'll be thinking like Leslie in no time. Yeah, just... Dude. Well, let's, given the current shit that you are going through there, Polska Bob, it's nice to see that you're still able to get into the shows and the chats and connecting with other brothers and, you know, we're your support system. We help you get through it. That's what friends are for. But as for these other motherfuckers, before I get started, before we get busy, I got a message for the trolls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me find out. Some of you no account, no business having PUAs, and you blue pill bitch made normies need to back the fuck up and shut the fuck up. This is my channel here. I run this space. This is my motherfucking house. You don't run shit but your little fat sausage fingers across a goddamn keyboard. You don't know shit about MGTOW. Hell, you barely even know how to run your life, Junior. Let me find out. You know, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to fuck around with and be a beef artist and fuck around with some of y'all. Yeah, I'll go back and forth with you. I'll go back and forth with you. But it's all right. It's all right. You won't do it in here. You will not do it the fuck in here. I'll tell you now, shit. Yeah, he's messing with me. Oh, well, thank you, Bob. Leslie says that's great. Yeah. So, now, back to these motherfucking trolls, though. So, the next one of you fucks, yeah, you know, next time one of you fucks can't keep your bullshit to yourself, you're getting tow trucked the fuck out of here. Now, if you like my other series better than my live shows, that's cool. But on my replays, this is my shit. The next one of you motherfuckers talking shit in my live replays about the way I run my life, my show, and MGTOW in general, automatic deletion, bro. I'm yeeting your ass. You're better off just tapping that fucking dislike button. Yeah, the haters is mad over there grumbling in the corner. You know, like little bitches, you know what I'm saying? But we got the monster business. Okay, okay. Next one of you motherfuckers, man. I'm gonna yeet you. Are we clear, motherfuckers? Okay. Now, if you like my other show things that make you go, that's cool. Great. That's wonderful. We could start somewhere. But when you come to my live replays and you want to put your little two cents in there, you might want to just hit that damn downvote. It's cool. That don't make me no two cents, no never minds. I don't give three shits, two dams, and one fuck about you cats. I'm going to keep it moving this way. Understood? Shit, you go to my buckets with that bullshit, trad cuck shit, I'm yeeting you. You come to my bucket replays or lives right now with that bullshit, like, you know, that pro-feminist, that male-feminist shit, yeet. You ain't gonna last very long, partner, over here in Psyche Soap's world. Nor rat's asses. You're damn right, Jim McIntosh. That's the real shit. These motherfuckers. Motherfuckers coming on up to my show. I won't reply to you, man. I'm just gonna yeet you. Well, get on some Sir Yeetus type shit. You know what I mean? You know? Now, you know, if you get some, you know, yeah, I understand. You're pretty trad, but, you know. It's basically these motherfuckers that still, you know, they're indoctrinated. You know they're still indoctrinated with that shit. You know, whether you be on the right side of the aisle or the left side of the aisle, I don't like using those. But there it is. Don't you sit your club feet on my motherfucker. There's a booger rupping up against your nostril. You need to get it out. Blow your motherfucking nose, make your bed, and get the fuck up out my show with that bullshit, man. Cause we in the bucket, you know? Shit. You can go live your traditionalist values under your roof. You don't fuck with mine over here, man. I'll slap the shit out you, pistol whip your wife, and kill two roaches at your house, man. Just bitch. I had to bring that out. Okay, so enough about the idol threats. You know what I'm saying? Oh, boy.
Give me my money! Do-do-do! Will Smith did what? Do-do-do! Kick him in the nads, do-do-do.
Bitch made simp.
Do-do-do. Take her off of Jeopardy. Do-do-do.
Write a strongly worded letter.
Do-do-do. Why are you a MGTOW? Do-do-do.
None of your business.
Do-do-do. Psyche Soap. In the bucket. Party time. Excellent.
Oh, shit. Say what, Jim? Yeah, exactly. You know, your roof, your rules, my roof, my rules, goddammit. Shit, I pay the bills around here, and speaking of which, I need a new refrigerator in this motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucking Leslie over here getting all grumbly. Doesn't want to see his food getting spoiled. Easy, big fellow. You know what I'm saying? The sun can come out. Damn, Bob. Pulsekin Bob say, the sun finally came out. Was raining all fucking day. Felt like Seattle. Suicide rate went up 30% in Chicago. Why? Because it was the rain? Shit, I would have loved that. That's a peaceful type of shit. I like that type of shit. You know what I mean? Shit, but back to these motherfucking trolls. I mean, I gave you, what, 10 minutes in this show? And then I'm just going to move on with what I move on with. You know? They don't make me. Now, some of us, yeah, I mean, well, we all, in some certain capacity, need a hater. We need haters, right? But goddamn, there's a time and place when for, you know, put that shit on out and, you know, get to the mission at hand. And that's to, you know, spread awareness in men of all nature, light or dark, you know. And to get a better hand or a better, well, you can say that, a better hand on your fucking base nature, you know. I know how I get a better hand on my base nature. But anyway, that's just personal shit. I don't have to let that out on my show. And speaking of slapping, right? Now, remember the last show? Well, we did the last show. Everything was going all right, going great until, you know, I go to bed, wake up the next fucking day, and Chris Rock gets slapped. I'm like, yeah, he got slapped like, at first I heard the audio. I was at, I think it was Ken Del Rican's spot, you know what I'm saying? And he was playing the, you know, the audio to it. And yeah, this sound pretty real to me. Then somebody said it was fake, you know, and I instantly just, you know, just descended on that motherfucker like, hey, you think your date of birth, you even think your date of birth is fake. Shut up. But then again, I ended up having to apologize to the man. You know. Oh, boy. That steel sky is bad for mental health for real. Well, not for me, you know. Especially if some rains are going, you know what I'm saying? That chills your brother out. But back to this other shit. The Chris Rock thing. Everybody's talking about the shit. I mean, my take is on this. It was highly contrived. The Oscars knew it was irrelevant. And so it wanted to become relevant again. By, you know, stripping the last bit of dignity, and I'm using this term loosely, dignity of that fucking ceremony. It's really a circle jerk session anyway. We all know this. I'm preaching to the choir here, but that shit was contrived, staged as fuck. That looks so staged, man. I mean, and it's crazy because, you know, I don't want to make this a race thing or nothing, but every time a black man gets a black anybody gets a motherfucking Oscar, they want to act a fucking fool. They get an Oscar and go, and all this other bullshit. You damn right, Jim McIntosh, it is manufactured drama. Synthetic drama. You know, synthetic scandal and manufactured drama, dare I say. You know, and shit of that nature. So I was with Ken Del Rican and everything and heard the audio and didn't think it was real. And so I seen the uncut video and no, bro. This was a fucking stunt. Yes, Craig, all we needed for the audience to cry was Jerry, Jerry, because that's it, basically what the Oscars turned into. What's up, Soft Sands? What up? Yeah, man, I didn't think it was real at all. It was a stunt. My bad, guys. Got to go back to some real content because this was a distraction issue. You know? You know when, you know, you was playing, you know, saying, what'd you say, Pulsekin Bob? Staged or not, Will has got some serious problems. He's going to make RPM's HMT playlist. Maybe... That'll be some weird shit, though, bro. But, you know, when you look at OJ, I don't think Will's that far off. I don't think he's that far off. You know? For the longest time, he's been this extroverted something. But, you know, he's going to turn into an introverted nothing. You know what I mean? Post-Kabob say... Yeah, you did say it, Post-Kabob. The stage or not, you know, Will's got some serious problems, and he might make RPM's hockey mask time. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. He's got a narcissistic personality. He was analyzed by a psychoanalyst. It was kind of nice. One shouldn't really take that for, you know, gospel because it's on YouTube. But yeah, they've got him down to a T. This guy's the ultimate fucking narcissist. You know what I'm saying? He was that way ever since he was the Fresh Prince and before he went to Bel Air. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Hey, Hugh Mann was right about their relationship, though. The Will Smith-Jada Pinkett dynamic. And for the longest time, it was highly hailed in the black community, the community, fuck 'em, that the Jada Pinkett and Will Smith were together for a really long time. And pretty much, sure, yeah, you're damn right. They were together for a long time. And you know what fucked me up? A lot of these, you know, a lot of other black dudes in my school would just, you know, fall ass over tea kettle for fucking Jada Pinkett. She never threw me for six. You know, this movie that she was in, she was annoying in A Different World, by the way. You know that Malibu's Most Wanted white dude, not to be, you know, offensive, but yeah, she kind of reminded me of that. She kind of comes off as somebody that, you know, acts as though she was the black woman. And, yeah, she played this role on A Different World, and then, you know, she gets to marrying Will Smith, and then the rest is history. But I don't see how all of those guys, I hope, you know, what the fuck? Soft sands. Whoa. Unpopular opinion. You hope he does self-delete? Oh, fuck. Woo! Yeah, it's black pill truth, everybody. Yeah, you know, that Pinkett was annoying as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then all of these guys were just, you know, she never threw me for six. You know, she was just somebody that was trying to be something. She tried too hard. You know, bolstered, and, you know, her opposite character on Low Down Dirty Shame. This was like back in, I'd say, mid-90s, I guess, one of her earliest movies. And Jada Pinkett was in it, and she played this, you know, ghetto bitch. And I'm not, no. Didn't even throw me for six then. I'd liked at the time Sally Richardson. Well, Whitfield now, because she's married to, I think, a baseball player. Anyhow. You know, Jada never threw me for six. And the way that she treats Will, it's not a fucking, it's no secret, fellas. It's not a surprise at all. The thing is that this has been going for about as long as it has been, you know. She's been going on for about this shit has been going on for about as long as it has been. And it's just stupid. It should just come to a head. I'm going to go over here onto some of this other shit, though. But before I do, man, open relationships don't work. You fellas know it. I'm preaching to the choir. But for those that have newly tuned in, they never do. You know, at first it was like, you know, the men got the advantage in these types of arrangements. But, you know, nowadays it's not like that. Not at all. Totally fucking different. You know? You're emasculated at every turn. Speaking at emasculated, speaking of emasculated at every turn, let me look at this one here. White House hosts transgender Jeopardy star Amy Schneider. Whoa. What the fuck, man? Let me get this up here so you can see this, fellas. All right. I don't know. This was pinned up like a couple of days ago. Look at this face, though, man. Now, you know who comes to mind when I see a face like this? Gene Wilder from Willy Wonka. Yo. No. So, yo, Brandon marked Transgender Day of Visibility on Thursday by denouncing hateful bills being passed at the state level as the White House played host to Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider, the first openly transgender winner on the popular quiz show. Schneider met with second gentleman Doug Emhoff, you know, the another emasculated carcass. You know who he's married to. I'm going to keep going on. Who joined Rachel Levine, the assistant health secretary, and the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the Senate for a conversation with transgender kids and their parents. Now, Schneider used the moment in Washington spotlight, the moment in the Washington spotlight to speak against bills affecting transgender people. They're really scary, and some of them in particular that are denying medical services to the trans youth. Those are life-saving medical treatments. Are you talking about the steroidal, the hormonal shots? You bet not be. 'Cause those are not life-saving. They're life-altering. Okay? There's nothing life-saving about that shit. You know, fuck. American parenting is like a horse-drawn buggy gone out of control because the motherfucker that is supposed to hold the reins. Let's go with the shit. Back to the article. Fuck it. Schneider told reporters, "These bills will cause the death of children, and that's really sad to me, and it's really frightening." Like a monster. Brandon, in a brief video message, said that the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your families is simply wrong. Okay, whatever. The president said his administration is standing up for you against all those hateful bills. And we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, and our housing and healthcare systems. In the classroom? No. Fuck that. I mean, far as I'll probably even go would be high school. Because at that point, these are, you know, the formulative years of adulthood, should we say? I get that. On the playing field, you see the Leah Thomas thing and how it's dividing people. At work, well, I've seen that happen in a workplace or two. In our military, let's just see how that works out in Ukraine. In our housing and education and healthcare systems, well, excuse me. You know, if you don't flop your shit around, flop your genitals around to any of these children, to any of your colleagues, to any of your comrades, you know, harassing them. And yes, transgendered folks can harass too. just like black people can be racist. I ought to know. I got people, you know. Behind this mask is a black dude. Just remember that. Well, this shit here is what it is. I'm going to get off that. That is as long as I'm spending with the great Satan. Even though I'm an atheist. But yo, let's go over here and see what the hell, you know. Yeah, there's a chick that need a sandwich. Yeah, there she go. I bet you she looked like that without makeup in the bedroom, looking like... Easy there, big lady. But yo, this is Tess Holliday. You've all seen it. You've all heard it. She's been around with the positivity bullshit. And I'll just play a little bit. Let me know if the audio's bad or good or what have you.
Model Tess Holliday, known for her bright red hair and body positivity. She's amassed over 2 million followers on Instagram. But below the surface, Tess says she's been suffering with an eating disorder. Holliday sought help.
You can't stop eating, bitch.
Help, and now says she has a form of anorexia.
I am plus size, but advocating for diversity and larger bodies. And so I think for people hearing me say I'm anorexic was really jarring.
No shit.
And hard and confusing.
Well, well, no shit. All right. Bitch, you don't need no sandwich. You need to stay away from sandwiches. In fact, anorexia should happen to your ass. But bitch, you ain't got it. She's got a mental illness. America, Western civilization, English-speaking nations. I don't give a fuck what language you speak. But we gotta stop coddling mental illness. We gotta stop patting mental illness's little bottom and it masquerading as normalcy. Because it's not. We gotta figure out the colorblind first. Which I mean the race relations thing. Because see, we were on a good roll with this. You know, the goal was to be colorblind to it. And black folks, you're going to have to realize, too, the English were conquered by the, you know, the Romans, by the way. They ran up on, you know, the one thing that John Cleese pointed out. And he wasn't wrong. For those in Scotland, you know, Vikings would come through and tear up shit over there. You know. Ireland was oppressed more ways than one, you know, by the English first, and then for them to come to America and for them to get the shit that they had gotten. And hell, they're also, you know, mangled up, well, not mangled up, I'll say divided between each other, especially with the Northern Ireland versus the rest of Ireland situation. But that's neither here nor there. Race relations. Color blindness is actually the goal here. It's the goal. I mean, I see no color. You know? Yeah, but the thing is that attached to these colors and these different types of races, is because they're attached to culture. You know? The black culture, as we all now know it, is American culture. American history is where you should be at. That's why I wasn't too keen on February. You know? Not cool. You know? And it's, oh man. These, you know, I've been known around here. I've been known to see a lot of fucking liberals claiming that they speak for me and others like me. Even, you know, going so far and so much as to question my alliances and how I move on YouTube, you know, whether I kick it out there with Hammer or whether I kick it with a Green Brother like Undead, or whether or not, you know, I kick it with Red Pill but non-MGTOW people. You know, these are different ideas. This is a marketplace of ideas, the last time I checked. You know? And with that, why in the fuck are we stuck on some of the old shit of the 1960s? We were freed. The problem was, is that it came at a great handicap. I get it, black people. You know, I'm among you, remember? But goddammit, voting for those Democrats, for starters, let it go. This concept of blackness, let it go. Be yourself, be the best you. The best you doesn't have to necessarily be a strong black man. It doesn't have to necessarily be all that. Just be a strong man. I was a man first before I was any of this shit. Of course I was born of black parents. Your point? Anyway, I'm going to get off that shit. Bill Maher, not a big fan, but he's got something to say. Let's check that shit out. All right. Go, go, go. Hey, there we are. I'll play this automatically.
Real-time host Bill Maher blasted the left-wing media for failing to report on the Hunter Biden scandal during the 2020 presidential election.
Need I say more? Now they're bringing it out? Only because they're getting tired of his ass. They're going to 25th Amendment his ass. And put him out to pasture. And send him to a real White House. You know, the kind that gives him fucking plastic trays and, you know, styrofoam trays and fucking hospital food. That type of shit.
During his panel discussion on Friday night, Maher offered a history lesson about how in the John Adams day the country had different newspapers for different parties, and what brought it home to me was how the Washington Post as well as the New York Times authenticated the laptop the New York Post first reported on nearly 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden saga, Washington Post authenticates laptop after dismissing fake scandal in 2020. I remember reading about this a couple of years ago. The New York Post came across Hunter Biden's computer, which he apparently left at a computer repair store. I didn't even know they existed. And if anyone should not leave his computer with other people, it would be Hunter Biden, just for the personal stuff, Maher said. But it also had stuff about how, you know, come on, he's a ne'er-do-well. I'm sorry, Hunter Biden, but you are. You made a living being a ne'er-do-well who was taking money just because you were the vice president's son and you had influence.
Pretty much. You know, I mean, Biden tried to clean up the family image, which he does not do too much of a good of a job. And, you know, there is a son, you know, bringing it out. You know what I mean? He's like the younger, more energized version of him. You know that. Oh, whatever, Leslie. Shit.
He got, I think, $4.80, yes, million from Chinese energy companies to sit on the board and consult. Yeah, that was his passion in life, Maher quipped. His exploration, hooker exploration, was his passion.
Well, shit, you know, share the wealth, you know what I mean? I might want to go on a hooker exploration. Ah! Of course they buried the fucking story. It didn't fit any of the narratives, didn't jibe too well, didn't look too good, didn't sound too well, you know. So that's what that is, you know what I mean? I'm going to get back on over here into these comments. Fuck. Oh, man.
How far do I go? Yeah.
You know that transformer probably makes those noises when sounding or dilating. Especially when they go to the bathroom. All right. Is there a screaming goat on the soundboard? I wish, but the closest I got to that is let a motherfucker find out. That's what that is. So did you see that what that fella said on Chronic Stream? No. I'm in a bit of a week myself, but I will get up to checking on out that brother here in a minute. So why are you graping our eyes, you bastard? Don't make me bring her back. I'll bring her back. I'll bring her back, man. Don't make me bring her back. You ain't gonna like what it looks like, man. That motherfucker looked like Gene Wilder, son. What the fuck? Craig Furness say, audio's fine, visual's hurting my eyes. Well, now you get to watch this lovely hockey mask in front of you. I'll get it off the screen. It's gone. Well, that bitch is the size of a school bus. Makes me look anorexic. Right? Shit. I just had a Subway. Don't let her get up off the bed and, you know what I'm saying, go to that fridge, boy, and get the... Ugh. You make Rebel Wilson look like she lost weight. God damn. All right. So, I know you mean well, but you won't get through to these crabs in a bucket mentality people. Of course not. Of course not. I wasn't expecting it, man. That's why there's a fucking yeet button and a band hammer. And the moment they pop that shit, hey, well, what? What? I don't get to say anything? You directed some bullshit toward me, and you got what you got. That's what it is. What up, Schlitch Malt Liquor Bull? Shit. How do I get the monitor to read for me so effectively? It is called Windows Edge. So, there's that. Let's see. Are you saying the story didn't pass Biden's sniff test? Well, of course not. I mean, shit. He needed to get into office. So there's that bullshit. Back into the politics thing. Oh my gosh, I don't want to do it. We're gonna do it anyway, man. I ain't gonna show you nothing like that bitch anymore, but I'll show you something just as ugly. Hold up. Ted Cruz just handed the Democrats a gift for the midterms, if they're willing to use it. He got a book called Anti-Racist Baby. Let a motherfucker find out what's in it. Yeah, shit. Oh my god. You are a biracial people kind. Get the fuck out of here.
Washington, D.C., March 22nd, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, holds up a book on anti-racism as he questions U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson during her Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing in the Hart Senate Office Building on Capitol Hill, March 22nd, 2022, in Washington, D.C. Anna Moneymaker, /Getty Images. There was so much to say about Senator Ted Cruz after his bizarre line of questions at the Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson last week. Many, for good reason, focused on how the episode showed that Cruz has transitioned from an unctuous asshole to an aggressively deranged demagogue. As Ed Kilgore pointed out in The Intelligencer, during the hearings Cruz outdid himself with the most disgraceful display of thuggish senatorial behavior I've personally seen in my many years of watching the upper chamber. Cruz shouted, asked inane questions, seemed to search Twitter for himself, and even went after his fellow senators. It was such a grotesque performance that it was hard not to want to comment on the spectacle. But after we finished being distracted by the confirmation hearing car wreck, Cruz's behavior opens up a door to a far more significant takeaway, one that offers Democrats a strong strategy for midterm victory, if they pay attention. To fully appreciate the gift Cruz handed his opposition, consider that the same week that Cruz was using his time to question Judge Jackson by ranting about children's books, we also received a pivotal opinion from federal judge David Carter. Carter had been asked to rule on whether or not the House committee investigating the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, could obtain emails from Donald Trump's lawyer and political advisor John Eastman. In his opinion, Carter remarked that Trump and Eastman launched a campaign to overturn a Democratic election, an action unprecedented in American history. The anti-democratic nature and civic stupidity of the GOP has been gaining momentum. The evidence has been in plain sight for some time. From Mitch McConnell blocking Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee in 2016 to GOP efforts to suppress votes to a party base that hates Democrats more than they love their country, the anti-democratic nature and civic stupidity of the GOP has been gaining momentum. Thus far, Democrats have not capitalized on that fact and have instead tended to focus on the GOP's racism, misogyny, xenophobia, and extremism. Think of it this way, as debates have raged over the question of critical race theory, CRT, in K-12 education, Democrats have alternately pointed out that the GOP doesn't understand CRT, that it isn't taught in K-12 schools, and that those critical of CRT are racist.
I'm critical of it. Does that make me a racist? Let me tell you something. I've gotten a CRT lesson. It was called 1990s hip hop. Yes, man. If you were around, you know, during those times, you know, where there was the X-Clan, Public Enemy, Brand Nubian, fucking BDP, you know, shit like that, then that was pretty much your CRT lesson, you know. And if they go on to teach this stuff in schools, it's going to sow a seed of hatred. You know how racism used to come from the households of the racists in the Deep South back then? And that's going to come from the school, indoctrinated. Critical theory, again, yes, cultural Marxism. Marx, I don't get it. I wish I had an idea that was so attractive that people would fucking die over. Right? That would start countries over. Only to find out that it doesn't work in the long run. You know? That's Karl Marx. I learned a little bit about the guy, but truly an underachiever. Truly an underachiever. Now, when Das Kapital came out, I mean, I bet that was probably the magnum opus to his life. Marx was a smart drunk. I don't know if he's about smart, you know. But it is what it is. Yeah, here in a minute though, fellas, they're gonna be putting a new fridge in my home and everything, and you know, that's going to be kind of cool because I need to hurry up for my damn food gets spoiled. But I got a little time with y'all. I'm going to keep on doing this. I'm going to go over here back to the circle back like Jen Psaki. You know what I'm saying? Jen Psaki. That does sound like a very, very gross Boilermaker. You know? Because that siren will be going off if you get on to the bathroom for real after having you one of those. Just nasty with it. Oh, let's talk about this Chris Rock thing. This Chris Rock thing. How internet, this is from Newsweek too. The internet praises Chris Rock after he described how he dealt with a bully. Okay, let's see where this takes us. You could tell I'm begrudgingly getting into this, right? Oh my fuck.
A video of Chris Rock describing how he dealt with a bully has sparked praise online amid the fallout from the infamous slap he received from Will Smith at the Academy Awards.
The infamous slap, baby. Heard around the world.
Rock has not said much about the incident in which he was hit and verbally abused by Will Smith for his comment about the buzz cut of Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, who has spoken publicly about her alopecia.
Alopecia Jenkins, hi. Let me find out, hi.
Oh no. Fuck.
Look, and that's another issue within itself, probably another show altogether. You see, black women, and black men, their hair, black women's hair and black men's hair, two totally different things, right? Now, it's kind of strange that a black man only needed a comb and or a brush and a shower and the hair just, or a pick, you know, and then picks with the fists on them with the fucking peace sign or the whatever the fuck. You use that to, you know, to pick your hair. And that kept a growing hair. I mean, you know, black men don't have trouble growing hair, but for some reason, black women do. I'm going to tell you why, because early in age, a lot of them were wearing relaxers to straighten their hair, hot combs to straighten their hair, all sorts of shampoos and conditioners that weren't scalp friendly. And so they ended up like this. This is through the culture. And then once shit goes south there, they start putting on these extensions. And when it goes further down the line fucked up, they start sewing the hair onto the head by using needles that a mortician would use to preserve a body. You know what I mean? Yeah, out the graveyard with this shit. But back to this story.
However, on Wednesday, Rock was given standing ovations at Boston's Wilbur Theater, where he appeared as part of his Ego Death tour. Rock said he was still kind of processing what happened and that, at some point, he would talk about it. He also got sympathy online in a Reddit thread in the Made Me Smile community titled, Chris Rock Being the Better Man. The thread contains an undated TikTok video of the comedian and actor outlining an encounter with one of my bullies who had been working security on a movie set. In the clip, he described how the person, known as B, was kind of ashamed when they saw each other. Rock said he gave him a quick look, as if to say, I hope you are doing well. Rock said that despite his status on set, he did not ask for him to be fired, and noted that his sin has punished him. He said it must have been difficult for the bully to go through that whole day and watch me, be me in all my glory. Reddit users praised Rock's response to his former adversary in the thread. One wrote, the impulsive and hateful seek revenge. The kind and naive accept apologies. The intelligent and successful move on. Another wrote, the best revenge is to live well, while others referred directly to the Oscars incident. He took a straight slap, stood like a man, and recovered like a pro. I am in awe of how well he handled himself and still does, wrote one user. Another said, with that one slap a legend became a chump and a comedian became a legend. Smith has apologized for the incident, which he described as unacceptable and inexcusable. He has also resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences
just
2 days after the Academy initiated disciplinary proceedings against him for violations of the group's code of conduct. While no longer a voting member of the Academy, Smith can still get invited to Academy Awards ceremonies and be nominated for future awards. Related articles: Chris Rock tour dates, tickets, cost, everything to know. Mel Gibson interview cut short over question about Will Smith Oscars slap Will Smith critics. He's resigning from the Academy to avoid consequences. Start your unlimited Newsweek trial.
So, yeah, this is, my refrigerators came in at everybody. I'm gonna, cut it short here. But before I do go, yeah, Things That Make You Go Damn is already on Odyssey, already on BitChute, already on MGTOW.TV, if you're cool with that. Either way you want to do this. You can put the link up in the chat room and whatnot, or what have you. I don't care. But, I'm going to end with this, though. I like this line where it said, "With that one slap, a legend became a chump, and a comedian became a legend." That is true. Most certainly true. The real one that kept his cool was Chris Rock. And that's proof of not only that there's bitch-made simps in our midst, but there's a civil war going on between black men. Those that want to uphold the gynocracy and those that don't. And all the best that you can do is to keep going your own way. Success is your best revenge at this point. Now, you know, you don't have to necessarily stay a monk. You don't necessarily have to stay MGTOW, but do stay aware. Stay red-pilled in this. All right? Well, with that, guys, catch my show, Things That Make You Go. And I'm going to get on out of here and get this refrigerator put in. You may see me over here later with Hidden and True Sherm and all of them. And we're going to go watch the WrestleMania thing. I'm going to get on out of here, cut this short. And much love to y'all. See you later. Peace. Thank you.